Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back. You know the energy has been strong on this show. Holy cow. I'm telling you, I don't know if the vibration can get any higher, but look at you guys rock. I love you. You're the best podcast crew ever. You are following and shouting out, and we're really grateful for that because you know what? People take their time to come and share about being on this thing called the mission. And I know that you're on a mission. If you're walking, talking, breathing, listening to this podcast, something's inspiring you, and hopefully we're going to inspire that more today. But I want to ask Jennifer, because this woman, she's incredible. She's a visionary leader of visionary leaders. So imagine having to hold that container. And if you know that term, hold that container, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you're probably an energy person. Other than that, you're thinking, what? Hold a container? What does that mean? You know what I mean? It means holding the space. It's being able to be that CEO, you know, of other people holding their visions. It's the people like ourselves right now on Mission Accepted, holding space and energy for other people to come on here and platform from. It takes a special kind of person. Usually that person's kind of had some interesting experiences in their life that has made them energetically resilient, right? And I love that because when I was talking to Jennifer and I was asking her, what are we going to talk about today? She's like, in times of great change is the perfect time to thrive. And we know, depending on where you're hooked into and what you listen to and who you hang with, that people are talking about that there is changes that are going on. There has been changes going on. Undeniably, there's been changes going on. There's changes going on the outside. There's changes going on the inside. So you guys know that you are the best audience. Well, today you are the most visionary. And I'm so glad that we have someone here to chat about that today. So Jennifer, welcome so much to the Mission Accepted Show.
Girl, I am so excited to be here, Deb. You are definitely one of those visionaries. That is for sure.
Well, thank you. Look, how is your mission? What made you decide? Like, where did you go? What were you doing? Share.
Well, first of all, I love the name Mission Accepted because we started a production company in Vancouver called The Mission Possible. So I think that's just a riot. I think the place where it started was then, as a matter of fact, we started a movie because we were noticing. So I don't know if you've ever picked up on this. You look around at the people that are doing the things out there, and you and I are exposed to them a lot, but most of the rest of humanity isn't. And so what happens is they're exposed to news. They're exposed to the newspaper. They're exposed to their relatives complaining about it. You know, they're exposed to the holidays with everyone like, oh my God, can you believe what's happening in the world? No, yes, you know, all that kind of stuff. And what I realized all of a sudden is that, yeah, of course, people always say to me, Jennifer, why do you have so much hope? Like, why are you excited for life? And I say to them, because I'm exposed to the people that are building the bridges that are causing our new tomorrow. Right? That's who I'm exposed to all the time. And it really dropped in that night, just like a ha, other people aren't exposed to those people. And I thought instantly, I want to do a movie, especially about the young people, because that's what really gives people hope, like your son. Expose people to those that are cleaning up the oceans, those that are actually doing the things to build a bridge to a different kind of political scenario, that are building a bridge to a new kind of educational system. I mean, I just talked to a woman the other day who's literally empowering children with doing what they love while learning experientially. And she's building this incredible system down here where I am Azteca. And I'm, even tomorrow, I'm doing a workshop for a group in Costa Rica that are building not just sustainable villages, but regenerative villages. Like, imagine not just being sustainable, but you actually purposely use the word regenerative, right? So I thought to myself, these are all people under 25 that are doing these extraordinary things. So I thought I would start a movie about, and I would document all of these people, and it would start to become a thing. And then I would make a movement out of it. And so we started that a while back. We're still in the process of it. And we've hooked up with some incredible organizations that actually work with visionary movie makers too. And so that's where the Mission Possible came from. And that's where the idea came from to work with visionaries. Like, I just knew I had to, because those are the people that are building the new tomorrow. And they're all inspiring us to hope. And we get to play, we all as humanity get to be vigilant for who those people are and where we can jump in.
You know, when you talk, so first of all, thank you. And I love that. And I think it is a good reminder. It's a great reminder that everybody is by nature in a different place, not reading the same books, mm-hmm. not hanging with the same people, mm-hmm. better, worse, or in between, right?
Yeah.
And that we are all approaching what's happening wherever and whenever that is at different mm-hmm. times with different perspectives. And so I love that you had that aha moment, because sometimes it does shock you, right? You're like, What do you mean? I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about how it's a perfect time to thrive in a great change. And other people are like you said, in pre-show, buckling down and holding.
We're in our bubbles, right? We're just in our bubbles.
That are scary. Like, you know, it's like, it's when people get, I don't want to say it's the lack of abundant thinking, but they get a little bit like, hey, that's be careful thinking. That's watch our, what we do thinking. It's don't expand thinking, don't purchase thinking. And we think of purchasing, it's an expansion, right? So it's like, that's constrict. And before I forget, there's an incredible woman. She is our celebrity speaker next month, Buddha Biraka. And she has, honestly, I mean, this is a woman on her way to go sign a contract with Sony. She was hanging out with Ushers. And she's an amazing woman who had an accident that delayed her a year. And Sony's like, you're 19, you're too old for us. And she went and, you know, did some many things and just, but she just, created her first film.
Yes.
Huge success. Of course, sung in her own film. And she's actually open right now. And they're taking film. They're taking film, people that have done films. You got to meet her. She's a good friend. And
I can't wait.
She's willing to take in people's films right now, however that looks like. I just didn't want to forget to share that with you off.
Oh, thank you. That's so exciting. Yeah. But you see the energy between the two of us, because we live in the world of possibility. And the thing is, that's nice for us, but it isn't for neither of us. Is it about us? It's about how do we, I mean, it's great to talk about possibility when we live with the world that lives in the land of possibility. But when you live out in the world of just like wars and political strife and economic disparity and all of those things, it's really important to expose ourselves. One of the things that I started to delve into 10 years ago is this idea of how quantum physics actually affects our current reality, right? Mm-hmm. So in the laws of physics, there's this thing called entanglement. So whenever there's a problem, there has to be an instant set of solutions. It's instant. In fact, some people say that the answer begets the problem, so that human beings can play with the creativity of catching up with the solutions. But most people, when they hear a problem, and some of the problems right now in the world seem very insurmountable, they're too big for one little person. And in the laws of physics, we have to understand that physics is an is, which means that there has to be solutions. The question now becomes, who are the people that are going to catch up to the solutions? And how do you catch up to the solutions? How do you be a person that gets to live in the land of possibility and solution, rather than a person who lives in the land of all the problems and the contrast? And when you live in the contrast, it's okay. You usually complain or get afraid or point out or try to take a side, which is great. It creates more contrast, which makes the solutions more vivid in the land of quantum physics. So in that metaphysical world, the solutions become more vivid. But there's only a select few people that know the tools and understand the skills, even if they don't understand physics. They seem to innately know, how do I catch up to the solutions? And those are the people that get excited in times of great change. Now, imagine actually being excited, thrilled, in your zone, up for the mission, as you say. You know, imagine that you have those skills, that you've embodied them, that you have some tools in your toolbox and some skill sets that make you really confident that you can evolve into a place of being a difference maker. Most people don't feel that way. And that's, you know, there are about three laws of physics that are essential to be able to get to that level of confidence and that level of being able to flow. And they're simple, but they're a little evasive for the average person, but they don't require a PhD. That's for darn sure. I mean, if I can do it, anyone can do it. You could do it. Anyone can do it. You know, we're all in this together. So yeah, my mission in this world is to make sure that everybody is in mastery. You know, I remember one of the gurus I used to work with said, the time for gurus is over. We're each to be our own gurus. And I'm so with that philosophy. We can all develop the expertise. So yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, people are listening and that's my thing. I can hear people's questions. So they're like, oh, so what are those three laws? Or what is it that there's two things when I hear you share? It's one, it's like, this is really tantalizing. It's really inspiring, but how do I capture it? Right? Like,
yes.
How can someone start to be like that? What is, you know, but like that meaning more hopeful? Like, how do you walk away from a TV show and go, no, I need to go what Jennifer was saying over here. Like, I need to live here. What's some of the things? And then as someone who is a visionary, there's people that are in between those phases, how do you shake that stuff off? How do you stay fueled? How do you stay embodied and empowered?
Right. And so some of the laws, the three laws of physics that I'm talking about, like, so for instance, I wrote a book about a year ago that I did not want to write. There are a lot of people that have amazing lives that would inspire so many people. And as I was starting to write the book 6 years ago, because I went kicking and screaming, I'm like, I don't want to write this. I don't want to write this. I don't know how to write this. I don't know how to get this down in words. So in the book, I put down actually five laws of thriving, but to me, three of them stick out. But one of them has to do with how that book got written. Everyone has a story. Everyone has something that would inspire another person. So the first was what I just spoke about. The laws of entanglement say that the instant that there's a problem, there's always a solution. Mm-hmm. So it has to do with how you line up with the solution rather than trying to figure out how to fix the problem. So this first idea is, as long as you're focused on fixing yourself or the world or the issue of writing a book or whatever it is for you, as long as you're focused on that, you're actually expanding into more reasons for its brokenness. And the philosophy is, if I can fix why it's broken, then in the end, I should thrive and it should all work out. That actually goes against every law of physics there is. You can't focus on the problem and manifest the solution. But think of how many people go to chiropractors that way. They go to their doctor that way. They go to politics that way. This is broken. This is broken. This is broken. Now we got to fix it. The laws of physics say, allow yourself to be catalyzed by the contrast. The contrast is going to provide you the ability, the inspiration to actually get to a mood. So I'm going to say a mood, not a frequency. We don't want to get too woo. Everyone can find a mood that feels closer to what you perceive the solution would feel like. It doesn't matter how you get there. It doesn't have to be about that subject. It could be you go out in nature like I am right now. Mm-hmm. It could be you go for a walk in the woods. It could be you sing a song. It could be you put on your favorite song and dance. But you do it for long enough that it completely changes your set vibe, your default vibe. When you're in that place, and I'm sure your listeners will have noticed this, that when you go for a walk in the woods, isn't it amazing how many ideas come to you? Like, you have to carry your phone with you because sometimes stuff just drops in. That's because it's like a radio station. You're tuning into a station where all the solutions live, and all of a sudden they're just dropping in because you're at the frequency of the solution. You're at the mood of the solution. So that's number one. Okay.
Okay.
Everyone can do that. Who can't do that? Everyone can. Right. Mm-hmm. The second thing, and imagine if that just became your consistent way of being, you really would have no reason to have problems. But we're really, how we relate to each other often is on the basis of what's wrong. So the second one is about training yourself to actually be vigilant for what's right. We have an exercise we teach a program called embodiment. And in embodiment, there's one little tool that is so simple and I love it. You start your day with what we call a future activation. So future activation is you go to the end of the day in your mind and you retroactively talk about the day like it's already done.
Wow.
And you talk about what's happened that day. Like, I had the best interview with Deb ever. Oh my God, we totally connected. She kept nodding her head. I knew she totally was down with everything I was saying. She like wants to tell everyone after this interview. She wanted to tell everybody after this interview so I'm talking about it like it's the end of the day, right? And if you do that consistently, what happens is, and I'm going to say this, it might blow some people's minds, but you actually give off biophotons every millisecond from 75 trillion cells. These particles actually go out into the world and they travel around the world 7 times in a second. And those particles actually communicate what you want internally and externally to life itself. Internally, they tell your biology to catch up with the future that you want. So if you're already talking about the future, like it's already happened, not like it's now, but like it's already happened, your biology will line up with that. And the photons that you give off or the communication you give to life itself and to others is that this thing is already happening for you. So people become magnetic to you that would help you. So that's two. And the cool thing is you just demonstrated that. You said, oh, I have this woman and she has the movie thing and you got to meet her. And you just demonstrated exactly how that works, right? So the third one. The third law is very interesting. I call it the issue is never the, the third one has to do with the issue is never the issue, that you made it the issue is the issue. That's the quote of mine.
Okay.
Everyone shares that quote. It's in my book everywhere. It's like, the issue is never the issue. I probably should write that book. But anyways, it's that you made it. The issue is the issue. So the third one is an evidence journal. So once, not a gratitude journal. You want to train your biology because, my big thing is around the laws of physics because they're the most efficient way to change the world. It's you come down to the smallest particle of who we are and you affect the harmonization of yourself with that smallest particle. And what it does is it affects the underpinnings of the entire way I call it the operating system of the world. You will affect everything as opposed to using just thought-based intention, which is inefficient. I'm like an efficiency nut case. Okay. So I was looking for the most efficient way to affect the greatest amount of stuff with the least amount of effort. So then I look at an evidence journal. Thank you, Natalie Lovewell, another person working on the education system. So I'm looking and I'm like, evidence journal. So now I'm going to be vigilant all day for everything that's working, everything that is either consistent with the thing that I future activated But here's my favorite thing. This is two words that when I started using them, I'm like, the rest of my life, these are my favorite words. I don't care who it is. Or better, I'm not interested that I manifest what I envisioned. I'm interested in the or better of what I future activated. Mm-hmm. Because at my disposal and at everyone's disposal are the laws of physics, that consciousness, life itself, is listening to everything that you put attention on. And so I'm like, oh my God, imagine if I turned my attention. So I created these evidence journals, and you just put evidence for your day every day, not what you're grateful for, literal, practical, physical evidence. And all of a sudden, the amount of momentum that starts. And then, you know, like in the embodiment workshop, we talk about all the skills and the tools and all that kind of stuff. But this is, if everyone just did that, oh my God, life-changing, not kidding. Every day, just go do it.
Well, first of all, thank you, because it's great to have some practicality. It's also great to have somewhere to start. It's also great to have an insight into someone's work and how they work, right? Because so many times you hear someone that says something that catches your attention, you're like, well, I'd kind of like to work with that person. Maybe I don't know I'm attracted to what they're saying, but I think, well, you know, it's interesting. You just kind of gave some evidence to you know, this embodiment program that you do.
Right.
Which, you know, let's talk a little bit more. So first of all, I want to recognize that you've talked about a book. What is the name of your book? So we can go check that out.
Sure. The book is called Unstuck, The Physics of Getting Out of Your Own Way.
Fantastic. Okay. So we've got that. And then I know that you are coming to our beautiful country and city soon, and you're doing that as a bit of a tour, and you're, you know, allowing conversation with people. And then at that end of the tour, you have something that you're offering for people. And I believe that's what you just shared about. So I know that, can you share with us, you know, where we can reach you, what you got going on?
Sure. You can reach me by, you can go to thewideawakening.com/embodiment to find out about the next embodiment. But usually we announce our tours by jumping in on our weekly activation. We basically do something that kind of activates the truth of how the universe works, rather than trying to fix something. You basically follow what we teach. Mm-hmm. And so every week there's this reminder that there's much more to life than where you've been. And so you can register for that at thewideawakening.com. And then you'll find out when we're coming to Vancouver, which will be mid-December. And we'll get you exact dates and all of those kinds of things. Very excited to be there.
Yeah. Well,
we're, see you.
I know. And I'm excited. I'm like, it's right around my birthday time. So happy birthday to me. Oh. Look, I mean, I just love everything that you said. And from a practical standpoint, I remember, it reminds me of a story that I'll share briefly. So my daughter, when she discovered and shared to us, and you got to think, my daughter's 30. So there wasn't a whole lot of learning choices, right? Alternative schools and all these kind of things wasn't really there. I mean, we embarked on the Montessori, but she was in school, and she let me know that she had some learning differences. Mm-hmm. And I had a colleague at the time, and she was going to bed crying because she couldn't. And I'm like, education's not my background. Brain is. I started really studying the brain from that standpoint. But
yeah,
I contacted a friend of mine who's just versed, you know, and working with children that had differences in many levels. And he's like, I'm going to tell you something. He goes, every time there's a problem with the child, because he worked with kids that were, you know, just had all sorts of really creative things going on, right?
Yeah.
We all get together, and the social workers get together, and the teachers get together, and the parents get together, and the police get together. Like, you know, there's some cases where quite extreme. He goes, and we all talk about the problem. He goes, I'm going to tell you something. He goes, find the gift and double down. Find the gift and double down.
That's it.
So I did that with my daughter. And then, you know, I got two out of two of creatives. And my son, he started to show learning differences quite early. And I knew exactly, like, you know, double down, find his gift, double down. And we really did. And, you know, in a week from now, he's 19, launching his first company that he announced to me at 15 he wanted to do.
Come on now.
You know what I mean? So I think I mean, talk about evidence or all that kind of information, but when you said about not doubling down on the problem or not that it doesn't exist, but
no, you don't ignore it.
Solution first. I love that reverse day, and I'm grooving. You got me grooving.
You know, Buckminster Fuller said, it's like get everyone enrolled in what I like to call a third entity solution. The third entity solution is a solution that doesn't currently exist, but is birthed from the problems. If you can birth a problem that everyone can move towards, if you can birth the solution that everyone can move towards, what happens is they stop being on the sides. You know, they stop doing sideism. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what a visionary does. A visionary so you could be a mom as a visionary. You can be a filmmaker as a visionary or a visionary. You could be a 19-year-old as a visionary, mm-hmm. right? And so it doesn't really matter. But a visionary is someone who's more interested in taking the problems that exist and making a nonlinear solution that no one's ever heard of that everyone can join in on any side.
Yeah.
And that is ultimately using the laws of physics at your finest. So way to do that with your kids. That's awesome.
All right. You've just had some fine dining from the universe right now from physics. thank you so much for sharing. I know that you've shared where people can find you. And I know that they're going to be in the show notes, and we finalize our show with one question. So okay. I would love to ask you, as you're sitting on the beach, if you were packing your suitcase, I always say to you, if you're packing your suitcase and you've got one suitcase and you've got room for one album and you're going on your final destination, that beautiful beach, what album, what song could you not imagine not ever listening to again that you've just got to take with you?
You know, I thought about it, and I'm gonna do a runner up too. So this,
I love my people.
So it's "Return to Innocence." I love that song. It's so beautiful. It makes me cry.
Okay.
So "Return to Innocence," okay, is such a beautiful. But the runner up is "Unwritten." So the rest is still unwritten. Yeah, "Betting Field."
Bedingfield is the band.
Natasha Bedingfield is the name of the Bedingfield. Player.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because we have a lot of people that follow us that love music, and this is the favorite part of their show where they get to meet, and be introduced to incredible music, or you know. So
yeah, that's a badass. That's a well written song. The rest is still unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. Love that song.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. And look, my podcast family, thank you so much for being with us week after week after week. We know your dedication. We honor your dedication and we appreciate your dedication. And thank you so much for all the messages from all around the world. And we know that you share all of our guests that are so incredible that generously show up and share from your heart. Thank you so much for that. And if you want to be sitting in the seat where Jennifer's sitting today, you know where to go. It's deb@debdrummond.com. Let's have a conversation about you sharing your mission. And if you really want to stand up, speak up, and show up, yes, you, and you want to become one of the speakers on our 22 summits, please reach out as soon as possible. That opportunity is getting a little thinner, but we can manifest a solution for you. And we definitely have room for you to put your words on page. And so we'd love for you to be part of this largest International Women's Day event that has yet to be created. So if that's you, please, I want to hear from you. And thank you so much, Jennifer. I'm going to be listening to that over and over again. Thanks for being with us and enjoy your holidays. Appreciate you coming all the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You rock. Thank you so much for having me. And yay to everyone.
Yay to everybody. Okay, you guys know what to do. You know to be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.